I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I really wish, like so many people, that you could have had an extra hour or two to ask these things of your parents, because hey, as kids, you're just interested in yourself and what you do. My name's Pete Mofforth, and Cyril and Olga were my parents. He did tell me a few things about it, but not as anywhere near as much as I would have liked. He was a tank commander, and so often his decisions were his own, and the other members of the crew went along with it.
You really get a perspective of how close Cyril must have come with his tank crew, because, you know, tank warfare was very up close and personal, at least with your comrades in the tank. My name is Joss Mofforth, and Cyril and Olga were my grandparents. To think that I think he had two tanks destroyed during the war, and in that, I understand that his colleagues died, and they must have been like a small family working out of that tank, and miraculously my granddad survived. And to think that that didn't have a massive impact on him personally, well, I'm sure it did have a massive impact on him personally, but he managed to, you know, block that out so that he could continue to fight for the remainder of the war.
He basically had two wars back to back. He had the first war in North Africa, and if you look historically at the size of the tanks that the British were using, they were little tiny slow things with not much armor and a little pop gun on top, and the German tanks were sort of absolutely huge with massive guns, and it really wasn't much of a fair competition. But then when he came back, this is prior to Normandy, they picked up some very much bigger tanks that were more comparable with what the Germans had had. So he was a very happy man to come back to Glasgow and pick that up.
I was very surprised to, you know, hear some of the censored versions of his accounts of what fighting was like. And it makes me reflect on when I knew Cyril. He just seemed like a very nice old man that didn't have any major concerns or any... He didn't appear to have any mental issues from his experience during the war.
All I knew of him was just this gentle old man who just loved everyone around him. My name is Lara Mofforth, and Olga and Cyril were my grandparents. From the letters, you see all the, I guess, everything that he was exposed to and experienced, and I wonder how that didn't affect him going older. It must have, but he definitely hid it or put it away, or I don't know.
I think the combination of not knowing what was going to happen in the future. You had no idea whether you were going to live or die, whether your wife was going to run off with somebody else, what was going to happen tomorrow.
My name is Sue Mofforth, and Cyril and Olga were my parents.
The thing that he really hated was being told what to do. I mean, we're three very independent children, and I'm sure we get that from our dad. He was a very independent spirit. And to have somebody telling him where he was going to be, you know, yesterday, today and tomorrow, and every hour of the day, must have been really awful for him, So he did get very depressed. And when he was depressed, he didn't write. And Mum could be waiting for weeks, sometimes literally weeks, without getting a letter.
She just did her bit and didn't always agree with how things were being done. And you can see throughout the letters how she would stand up and try and do her best to ensure that the right things were done, understanding what was right and what was wrong, and just trying to do her best in such difficult circumstances.
Any time there was anything that needed to be done to help anybody, she would do it, and she'd never dwell on her own feelings at all. She was obviously extremely concerned when she heard that Cyril was coming out of hospital. And then she goes on to more practical things and how she really enjoys helping people and feels distraught, really, if there's a problem and she can't do anything about it. And I think she's passed that trait on to her children as well.
I think through the letters are bringing that connection of human interaction with the event and with the war. And I think that's a different kind of history where you're able to understand how tough it actually was. It's honestly been amazing. And it's amazing to see the book go from something that was just something internally in the family to then go out to history societies, to then have the letters now in London, and then to now have people showing such great interest in our family, and now it's been made into a podcast. I think it brings the whole family a bit closer. Like we're already a really close family, considering how far we live from each other. But I think it's really nice that it's something that we can all talk about together, because my grandparents together was something all of us never really knew. And now we've all got to a stage where we've learned so much about them within such a short period of time.
Letters of Love in World War II was written and produced by Anna Priestland, edited by Joel Porter, and produced and directed by Sam Pearson.
I didn't know my great-grandma Dorothy until Ancestry helped me discover her parents were musicians. She grew up by the sea, worked as a firefighter, and later became a singer herself. Now when I hear the name Dorothy, I hear the life that led to mine.
Start a free trial with Ancestry, and you'll be surprised by what you can discover in millions of historical records. Bring your backstory to life. Free trial renews automatically unless cancelled.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.